care to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. You've tuned into Black and Right. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. And leading that revolution are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back and welcome to Black and Right on AM 560 The Answer. I'm Charles. John is out this week. Sitting in for John is Stephanie Trussell, our fill-in host for the 5 p.m. drive time show Monday through Fridays. She'll be here Monday. Thanks for joining me, Stephanie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But again, I'm on the Ed McMahon side of the control
She's slumming.
Station. And there's no plug over here. Next time I'm going to have to bring an extension cord.
You didn't know you didn't get snacks when you were over there? There's no catering on that
this
side?
This is kind of steerage over here, and you're over in first class, which is great. But I'm so happy to be here in the Ed McMahon role because I didn't have to really think about it. I just rolled up and looking forward to the topics that you want to discuss. It's just happy to be, again, laugh when you tell me to laugh or whatever, you know. So yeah.
I got signs up. I'll point to you.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Say, yeah,
it'd be easy.
These are the jokes that you might want to laugh.
So this is our second hour. We're still working through the part radio, part Facebook Live. So if you didn't catch us on Facebook Live, you missed the first hour, but that's cool. We're going to move on. I'm sure somebody might talk about some of that stuff, but they will put up the podcast later on and you can hear the whole thing. So my next topic on the board is just one word. I don't even have notes. It just says Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Okay. Oh, because you use Google Doc. You guys are like, I come in organically with a piece of paper and a notebook, and I have my notebook. This is what I carry it everywhere, and you're like serious over there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's a Google Doc? I'm an old lady that is not good. Kaepernick.
Yeah, just, so.
Was it a week ago that he
Yeah, it was a little over that. So if you don't know the story, obviously you know the kneeling story. Left, didn't take the job in San Francisco, tried to get another job. They didn't bring him in as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He sued. They said there was collusion. They settled out of court. He made lots of money. Nike made him the face of all things sport.
Jay-Z said that NFL was okay.
Jay-Z signed that contract.
Right.
Everything's okay. And then all of a sudden we find out that he's got this wonderful tryout for all 32 teams. Maybe there is a preference. And maybe it was for his white side. Because I don't think most people get to sit there, get all 32 teams to you to watch you work out.
Who else can command that kind of audience to say that this is what I'm doing? Really quick, because I know that he was adopted by a white, affluent family, for what I understand. So why does he talk like he's from the hood? I'm just confused. He talks like he's trying.
Maybe the white family lived in the hood.
They could have lived in Compton or something. I don't know. I'm just curious. But so here it is, and all the stuff that came out as a result of him not getting the job and the backlash from the left, that they're not going to watch the NFL. The NFL is racist. It's like Jesse Jackson said, instead of picking cotton, they're picking footballs and basketball. Keep equating this to slavery. And I'm like, please let my kids be a slave. NFL, would you take one of my kids and make them a slave and let them, you know, and to me, that's just horrible that they use slavery as an analogy.
Right.
But so he, you know, walked away from his contract or whatever.
Right. That's important to note that he wasn't cut.
Right. And so it gets me that this is, okay, so you have this problem with the injustice that black people are being shot or beat by police officers. That's like you working at a soup can factory and you come to work one day and say, well, I'm not going to make cans today because black people are being shot by the police officers. And the soup can people are like, what they got to do with me? I don't know how the NFL got dragged.
I need some cans. Make them cans.
Right now at the beginning when the clock goes off and people are punching in and go, I'm not going to work, I'm going to kneel or whatever. It was just such a ridiculous premise. And so you drew attention to this, as you said. He kept saying he wasn't disrespecting the flag, but you wouldn't stand when we were, okay, whatever. So apparently all that's been healed. He got his money. Jay-Z got his money. And so now he forgives the NFL. Why would you still want to work for this racist
organization?
Right,
they gave you money. Go away and change the world.
Now, is it true that he had an Kunta Kinte t-shirt or something?
Unless it was doctored, I saw many images of him in the Kunta, because he's a slave. He's going with the, he stays in his role. But I want to mention something you say. I mean, you know me. I got to do it again. It's my training mechanism. Give them their argument.
Okay.
Let's assume he's right about his what he was kneeling for and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand what that has to do with, not just what it has to do with the soup cans. You're right. But the argument was that they colluded against him.
Oh, right, right.
So I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to bring up my mom. I talked to her on the way here.
Oh,
and she's like, I think I'm going to mention what you said. She's like, don't do that.
My mother, too. She tells me anything. If she tells me what she had for breakfast, don't say that on air. And I'm like, Mommy, that's not interesting. The good stuff I'll tell her. Go ahead.
So she says, she's like, ooh, I said, what do you think of Kaepernick? She's like, oh, he needs to be able to, they need to let him play. I'm like, that's cool. You want him to play. That's fine. But let me ask you this. So I used to own a restaurant. I said, so mom, remember I owned a restaurant? She said, yeah. I said, should the government or some outside source be able to tell me who to hire? She was like, no, that's crazy. I said, well, that's what you're doing. You're telling the NFL that they have to hire. Now, the fact that you want him to play is your own business. That's fine. But you're saying they have to let him play. What does one business have to do with the other? They can say they don't want him to play because he got an afro. I'm okay with it.
That's the rule.
I don't let people with afros throw footballs for me. That's fine.
I was going to get
I ain't going to get that under the helmet. That hair.
But, you know, it's just so interesting that people feel so sorry for him. It's like, he'll never play again. This man is not going to be at the Aldi parking lot trying to get you to give him a solid quarter for two dimes and a nickel because he can't play in the NFL. I think he'll be okay. I'm not losing sleep at night if he doesn't get a job. But at the end of the day, the NFL, I know it's a nonprofit, but it's the franchise, it's a business. If this guy is going to affect your business, because people have to work a lot to get the tickets and the hot dogs and the parking, they want to just come and bring their kid to this game and relax. This is where everybody come together, Democrats, Republicans. You got this guy with this political issue. Who wants to have, they don't want
that
drama.
But they should have the right to not want it if they want,
they
even if he wants to do it. You got the right to do it.
Right.
I got the right to say, I don't want you to do it at work. You know, in radio, Stephanie, you're a pro, you know, you got to be agile and ready. You've been looking for my buddy here, and we're on. So, you know, for those of you who haven't heard, there's been this amazing move to actually put action to the words. And there, when Trump made his comments about Baltimore and what was going on, this awesome guy decided somebody needs to go there and do something. So he went there and brought a bunch of volunteers and cleaned up tons of trash in Baltimore, and that motivated him to continue doing it. So for those of you who don't know, it's Scott Presley.
Yes.
He is part of Gays for Trump. And he started this organization to go around and clean up big cities. And he's in Chicago this weekend. So I asked him, I was like, please, I know you're busy. Can you take a pause in the action and tell us what's going on? And we have Scott on the line. Scott, welcome to Black and Right.
Oh, thank you. No, pleasure to be here. My hands are a little bit dirty, but I had to pick up the phone and give you a call. Thank you for this opportunity.
Just a little bit dirty? Come on, put some work in, Scott.
Chicago's really dirty,
okay.
Scott.
Okay, a lot dirty.
Okay, really dirty.
My hair's up now. Come on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling in. I don't want to hold you up too long to keep you from getting into, what was your goal, 50 tons?
That was our goal. You know what? We're not there yet, but we have had more volunteers come out of Chicago than Baltimore and Los Angeles.
Really?
So you guys have turned it out, yes.
We definitely need it. So give the people a quick, I know I did a little bit, but tell them, you know, what the goals are, where else you're going with it, and again, how the people are coming out and supporting you in droves.
Well, you know, the biggest thing we want to do is there are so many preconceived notions. It was unfortunate. When I said I was going to come to Chicago, you know, some people told me, you know, Scott, you know, watch your back, be careful. And I have to tell you, I've been walking the streets of Chicago all day long, and I haven't found a single unfriendly person. Every person has been polite, respectful, said good morning, good afternoon. So, no, the people here, you know, it's not that we're giving people a hand out. We're giving people a hand up. What I want to bring to the city of Chicago and Baltimore, Los Angeles, wherever we go, positivity, encouragement, love, affection. All we want to do is show that we don't need the government. We need private citizens. We need, because you can't spell community without unity. That's all I'm trying to do. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to Pastor Corey Brooks because he opened his facility here, Project Hood, to us. It stands for helping opportunity here in the community. So that's all we're trying to do is just show love, affection, commitment, and as unity as a team.
And that's really important because I know that a lot of people think that you can't, because we're so partisan today, unfortunately, people think you can't be a Trump supporter and care. Clearly you must kick babies. I mean, there's no way you would clean up.
Yeah.
You're a Trump supporter. They'd have to understand that we are humans too, and we care about what's going on. That's part of the reason why some people support Trump.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's breaking down those barriers. I mean, look, here I am, a long-haired millennial Republican who also cares about the environment. I am an environmental steward, and I do care about making America a cleaner and greener place. But, You know, I believe in stop talking, start doing. A lot of people tweet, a lot of people Facebook. Well, I encourage those people, put on some gloves, put on your work boots, and let's go out and pick up trash. And if you care about making the American place a cleaner, greener place, then actually put on gloves and go do it with us. So that's all I want. I want to encourage people to actually put in the work and show up.
Well, I'm so excited, Scott. This is Stephanie. I messaged you on Twitter. You're going to be my show on here on WIND on Monday. You're going to give us the full rep. You're going to have the total numbers at 5:30 to tell us what is just a coincidence. And so I'm excited because when Trump said that about Baltimore, I love how you went there. And I heard you on Sirius XM Radio on Breitbart talking about the relationships and the grandmas. It was all happy. And this is good news.
Oh,
Republicans got to take our message to those
neighborhoods. Thanks, Guy. Get back to the cleanup.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you very much for having me today on the Black and White. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back. Black and White, AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Stephanie, you having fun yet?
Oh, this is amazing, but I got to make sure I can see the mic when it's on. Because, again, I'm over here on the different side of the studio.
You got a button?
Make sure. I see it's on. I had hidden it with my iPad. I was like, wait, I got to know when I'm actually, I don't want to get one of those hot mic situations like with Jesse Jackson threatening to cut off body parts of Obama. Because
you act like when you were over there, we got you outside and
so
steering or something. You're still in the same studio.
I don't think I have a heating vent over here. It's kind of cold. I don't know what's going on over here. No,
well,
it's great to be here.
Thanks, Scott Presler, again for calling in.
Yeah,
that was
cool,
right?
Yeah,
you put down you got him on Monday, and Dan had him on, but he didn't put on a rake to talk to you all.
He actually stopped in the midst of doing what they're doing, which is so cool because we get labeled as insensitive, we don't care. Put your money where your mouth is, kind of Republicans, though. And for when Trump got bashed for calling Baltimore a crap hole, which is kind of it is, and we know that, how Scott went out there with this group of people, and I heard him the first time on Sirius XM, and how he met Freddie Gray's grandma, that's the whole story, and how he says she's a tiny woman. She kept asking, would you come back? Because they did. I forgot how many tons of garbage.
I think they did about 20 or 30. They didn't do as much as L.A.,
right.
I don't think. But yeah.
And then he came back. And now I'm like, that's what we need to take our message, because Republicans are afraid. Or we're not. I should say we're afraid. We're complacent at this point. We figure, what's the point? We're not going to get their votes. But we got to show them that what we're about and we're willing to go there and give them an option, especially in Chicago, because you and I may debate people on Facebook. But when they come back to us and say, well, who am I going to vote for? Because Republicans don't run in Chicago. So, and we need to be more like Rahner in this way only, former governor, one-term Rahner, who wasn't afraid to go to Inglewood. He wasn't afraid to go to the West Side as a Republican and say, hey, vote for me. Well, again, he did pay off the right pastors. But that's another story.
So, before we took Scott's call, we were talking about Kaepernick, right?
Yeah, and if you wanted to hop on the conversation, 312-642-5600. And what do you think about for real football players? Because my whole family's so into football, but I just show up for the snacks and to talk about how cute the uniforms are, and that's just my level. And you're a weird person because you're not an NFL. I'm saying most men are like football and they know the numbers and who was the quarterback in 1976 for the whoever. But
I was that guy up until about 6 years ago,
six years ago.
Then I started to win all this madness, all the political stuff, with NBA, it just got soft and it was boring. So I don't want to watch it because it's like theater. It's basically WWE now, right? It's like, you know, like down by 60 and all. I mean, it's sports. So I think the quality of the sports have gone down.
Now, would you
too,
let your son play football?
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to.
You know, the liberals, eventually football is just going to be a bunch of people with bubble wrap and feathers, and you just try to pop one of the bubbles with the feather, and that's going to be the game. And I fear that we're going to have to tell our grandkids what it used to be like. And everybody knows I have 5 kids and 4 boys, and 3 of them play football.
Yeah.
And because I kept trying to make soccer players, but all my sons are these giant boys. And and as scary as I am, as squeamish as I am, and from the very first kid, Julie, my oldest, who played at 9, I had to pay a lot of money for all that equipment. I never had any fear that something was going to happen to them. And nowadays, and all these numbers and concussions. And as technology improves, you know, right away, when a kid's on the sideline, there's an app, and they look and see if you've got a concussion. and they don't send you back out there. I mean, it's a lot of ways, and I think it's a great sport. It certainly has helped my boys as far as socially, obviously making friendships as mm-hmm. they bonded, but just the way they think and just the whole commitment that it takes to give up your whole summer when you're playing high school or football in general and two a days in the heat and whatever. And it helped mold and shape their character. And so I like it, even though I have no clue what's going on. But I just, with the Kaepernick, it's like, isn't this just, instead of celebrating America, how far we've come, they use slavery as this Alcatraz around the neck, the sin, the shame of slavery in America, as if we were the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, did it, and everybody, I sound like a kid now. They were all doing
they
it, Mom.
They did it.
But this, obviously, to me, the biggest mortal sin, whatever's going on in America, and that's abortion, and that's continually going on.
And celebrate
it. Right, and celebrate
it. But
and
I don't think we got to what happened, with the, why
oh, yeah,
Kaepernick's in the news today.
Result,
so
yeah.
All that happened. He's got white privilege, so his white side, because in addition to being raised by the white family, he's also mixed. So the white side got privilege, and all the 32 teams came to him to practice, and then he changed the location and switched it up.
He didn't want to sign the waiver or something.
Right, he wanted to do it on his term.
What, 59 miles away or something?
Yeah, so only six or eight of them, seven or something teams made it there.
I'm sure they had, this is the day before the big game day, so these people had to get back to their flights and their planes to get back and do their business as, you know, part of whatever franchise. And so what was that all about?
All that, but he did that for whatever reason. He wore the Kunta Kinte shirt that you mentioned.
So he didn't lose any support.
Did
he have on his pig socks that day?
He didn't lose any support. Any support?
His pig socks. You know, police officers.
No,
he didn't go that far.
It's okay. Fashion. You don't, the Kunta Kinte clashes with the pig shirt.
Okay.
You got to pick which one, different outfit. But he didn't lose any people. His support stayed strong.
And then you know, a couple of years ago, a lot of the black left liberal color people, I could say that, and Charles could say it, and not everybody can say that. They were committed to, we're not going to watch one NFL game. They're just not. And there's still a couple people, even national hosts on Sirius XM, that'll say, I'm still not watching. I'm like, you better get with the program. A lot of black people got over that real quick because they love, at the end of the day, one individual, you're crying because he's not working. But how many other black millionaires are playing in this league? And you're going to, just because one crybaby, you're going to walk away from the whole thing?
Help me out, because you speak black.
I try to.
I don't understand how. So the league is racist because they colluded against him.
Right.
But many a black athlete who's one of their top players mm-hmm. have slapped his wife, shot somebody, got in a car accident. I think Ray Lewis going into the Hall of Fame. I think he murdered a guy.
Yeah,
they were black.
They drop dirty. They get high. Right. They do all these other steroids. And they work, do whatever they can to cover it up. And
so I think, like the real world,
right,
it's more your talent than your race. If you're third string mm-hmm. and you slap your wife, you get cut. If you Tom Brady and you slap your wife,
they're like,
what
slap? Why did she make you slap her?
Right.
What's
Shame
wrong
on her.
With you? Right. And that's just that.
And it's
even,
not right, but that's what they
but
do.
But then you can't call it racist because many black players do all kind of crazy.
I mean, Antonio Brown had to be crazy 12 times before he got cut.
Well, leave him alone. But
the first five times it was okay. Well, yeah, he did do this, but he caught. He caught 17 touchdowns, so
that he could be forgiven. And right before the whole thing, in the lead up to that last Saturday, how many articles did you see pop up? Ooh, the Bears are interested in Colin Kaepernick. Ooh, he may come to Chicago. And I'm thinking, not on my watch. I don't think the monsters of the Midway, we're not putting up with that mess. You can't, you know. And I love how they attack the Redskins. It's a whole different thing about being the Redskins. Nobody's ever come to Chicago talking about, you're not going to be the Blackhawks, because they, you know, we're going to give them what for. And I don't think, I'm so happy that the Bears, even though the quarterback is, all I can hear my kids just, you know, screaming and hollering with my husband about what they're doing in the performance. I'm glad that we didn't take that bite. We don't need that. You know, we'll work with our broken down quarterbacks that keep throwing and hitting the goalposts, whatever we got going, or kickers and all that. But we don't need Colin Kaepernick. And at the end of the day, I don't think he really wanted anybody to sign him. He just wanted to be a victim.
He's playing them. But beyond that, he's also playing his supporters. Because so what is the difference between, let's get back to the how he's being treated. What is the difference between a team taking the hit, knowing there's a risk that a lot of people will say that I'm not going to watch your team if you don't pick him up, and saying that's fine, we're not going to pick him up. Or a team coming out and saying, we think he's got the goods, we want him there, we don't care, to your fans, to people like you on the other side, if you don't watch, we're picking them up. They have that right. If they're willing to lose money on the one side, they're willing to lose money on the other side. My argument is it's their team. Do whatever you want, mm-hmm. right? And I will act accordingly. But who are you to dictate you have to let him play or you're racist? But if you don't let him play, those fans who don't like him, they don't get to say, well, you're wrong for letting him play. Say what you want, and those people in the front office have to make a decision. And it's a cost-benefit analysis.
Right. Right.
They're going to say, we know somebody's going to protest either way.
Right.
Are his skills worth taking that risk? And if they are, someone will pick him up.
Right. And like you said, it's a business. It's not show friends. It's show business. They need to have a bottom line. They need to make a profit. And I guess his jersey sells out. Well, good for the jersey people. But nobody wants to see that jersey. And the very few people, yeah, how does that translate into tickets? The people that want to see him play. So we're going to give in to him, and this is what his demands are. And I keep asking, if I had one question to ask him, so why would you want to come back? Are black people not getting shot by policemen anymore? All those problems and ills that you were upset about, have they been solved? And so now the NFL is worthy to have you on the roster again? It's the hypocrisy, and with watching that bouncing ball of the left and the emotional whatever they decide, and this is my cause for the day, and this is how I'm going to bring attention to myself, I can't keep up. You need an app for that. I'm like, whatever. NFL good, NFL bad. You know, it's like, whatever. So, bye-bye. And I'm glad. Hopefully we won't hear from him. Well, he should start like a Pop Warner kind of league and non-for-profit or something. Go somewhere. He's got more money than money. He'll be okay.
Well, rolling along. Coming up, we're going to talk about the controversy surrounding Kanye. We're going to go from 1K to the other.
As long as we don't have 3Ks, we're good. We don't want KKK.
You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
Now, more of Black and Right on AM 560. Here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Charles and John. John Anthony's off. I'm here with Stephanie Trussell.
Yeah, it's so great. I mean, I watch you guys on Facebook Live when I can. It always looks like you're having a lot of fun in here. So I'm happy to be here.
I mean, we had one fight, but other than that, we've been good.
Pay-per-view. You can watch it on Facebook Live. But I will be back Monday for the Drive Time Show, 5 to 7. I'm excited. Got a special celebrity chef coming on the last half an hour or so to tell you how not to burn your house down if you're frying turkeys outside or if you're making that turkey in the oven. Some tips on, I want to be a little light because I'm a little way too fist-pounding, desk-pounding serious all the time. So I thought, maybe I can be a little light on Monday. Actually, I'm having a local Chicago author, new book, Giano Caldwell's book, Taken for Granted. Grew up in Chicago, black conservative. You see him on Fox all the time. He'll be a calling guest. So we're going to have some fun. And I'm just happy to be here, to be on, I guess I'm black now, or am I right?
Yeah, you were the first hour. Okay. I think you're right now.
So I'm right. Okay. And I do everything to the right.
You done promo and all your stuff? Can we get back to black and right? I love it.
It's not about me. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Okay. You got a little show.
So we talked about Kaepernick the first time. We're on our second K, Kanye. We may have a third K the next second. Maybe the 3K segment. I wonder I won't get into that.
Okay.
But so many of you, I'm sure it's been everywhere, know that Kanye found God. And the question is, the reason I want to bring that up, because there's been social media and the news has been
crazy.
All crazy
losing
about
their minds
whether he actually found God or not.
And the phone number, 312-642. 5600.
Yeah, I got the same number you got, lady.
Or the screen. Oh, I think we got it wrong on the screen. You know, it's hard after 7 years of saying one number. I've only said it once wrong so far, but now I'll just curse myself. I'm going to say it 20 times on Monday. But anyway, 642-5600. Jump in the conversation. So Kanye, like you said, we were talking off air. He got everybody on both sides upset.
Yeah,
they don't know what to do. He's fake. No, blah, blah, blah. What's going on?
Hey, I don't understand it, though. I mean, it's interesting to talk about because you're talking about someone who has a lot of influence in a realm that people with that type of influence don't usually talk about religion, which in itself is a good thing. But, you're talking about something with tens of millions of.
What do you mean it's a good thing?
That people are talking about it.
Oh,
right.
Because
you don't get people.
I thought you meant him never ever talking about religion before.
No, it's
good.
A good thing. Whenever you get somebody politician or occasional person from different, an academic. But
usually a lot of these big celebrities, and you say, I don't see them that much. And then all of a sudden you see them and they're starring in these Christian-based films. But it's
only
on
the DL. And then they don't say anything after that,
they're
right?
They're on the DL. You never, you know, they never on the down low. And so for somebody to be as bold and brazen with his beliefs.
Right.
But, you know, Kanye, my socialist middle kid, I used to drive him to college. He was going to a local college, and I was driving him a couple of days. And that was our argument every day. This was way back in 2012. Kanye's a musical genius, Mom. Mm-hmm. And I would say, well, what is Stevie Wonder then? If this is, well, who is Marvin Gaye? And we'd argue. But one time I put him out right on the corner of the college campus. I said, get out of my car, because we would argue. But then when Kanye started liking Trump, and everybody's, oh, my goodness, what are those Kardashian women? What have they done to Kanye? He must be, he's off his medication. Look at him. What are they doing? He's got to be crazy. He loves Trump. So now this is the latest thing with him.
But I don't understand how they lump the Trump thing with this thing.
Well, they just
I get that
great.
Trump
they
is just, it's divisive up. Or whatever, mm-hmm. but you're going to say, what's wrong with him? He's found God. What have these Kardashians
and
done with him?
That's what we're all
well,
about.
What they did with him is pretty good.
Right. And you know, okay, I'm going to make a confession because nobody's listening, right? We
no,
were on
no,
a Saturday.
No. Saturday.
You know, my other son, back when he was like 16 or 17, I don't know, he started recording the Kardashians, and he was talking about it. We debate about Chris being a bad mom, whatever. Okay, I watch the Kardashians occasionally. And I think what this family has done, and well, say what you will, being famous for a sex tape, and they become these great influencers. But out of all those sisters that had black babies last year, Kanye and Kim are the only ones that are still together, raising their children, traditional family. They got two kids, two boys, two girls, and it's all cute. And I'm thinking, of course, whatever shows, and I haven't watched this season, really. I've just been too busy, and I've got other things. I'm trying to be more like Charles and know more about Teddy Roosevelt and what he did. I don't know.
Whoever that guy is.
But I'm wondering, how is this going to translate? Will we see this family going to church? Because as Christians, as believers, we know God saves people. Isn't it amazing how Jesus will come into your life and you decide, this is he's going to be the leader of my life, and I'm turning over, he's my king. And that's what we talk about in church all the time. And we know, if you weren't born in the church, even you still got to be born again, everybody has their conversion
story.
That's
why this story is important,
right,
because
we're
finding Christians who are beating him up from the jump, saying it's phony as this.
Who are you to say?
I say take the wait and see approach.
Let's wait.
If it's phony, you'll know
right away.
Really soon.
Right.
Right? But the fact that he's reaching these people and he's going to church and he's saying stuff that's true, whatever you think of how crazy he may be, he's not wrong when he says that Hollywood and the entertainment community is trying to deliberately plant things that are negative into your mind.
Isn't that great?
And it's true.
He's just saying what needs to be said. And I don't know how you felt. When I first got baptized in 1999, when I became a born-again Christian as an adult, because I'd been baptized before, it's just like when anything, you get excited, you want to tell everybody about it. If you find a shampoo that's phenomenal, you can't wait to share and tell them, do you know this shampoo is great? We're talking about the love of Jesus, accepting Christ as your Savior. And the fact that he has this big platform to share with them. Well, hey, and as you said, if this is fake or whatever, we'll know. But we have to take him on his word, because we know that God saves. And you and I were talking off air, Saul in the
right.
Bible.
Exactly.
Used to kill Christians.
So the point we're making here is it's a wait and see mode. You have to let him do what he does and see what happens. But you shouldn't turn away from him,
well, you know,
because, you know, he can reach
souls.
A lot of people.
Hey,
we'll be back. Black and Right, AM 560, The Answer.
We now return to Black and Right on AM 560. Here are Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. I'm Charles. I'm here with Stephanie sitting in for John. We have a caller. If you want to jump into the conversation, 312-642-5600. We're talking about all the recent news and Kanye, Kaepernick, and others. We have a caller who wants to tell us about Kanye and reaching out. But first, before we get to Anthony,
okay.
I think Stephanie has a
mea
culpa.
I have to clarify. I was joking when I said nobody's listening, meaning like I'm not on the radio. I'm not trying to say because it's a Saturday show. People are all listening because this is a live show on Saturday where you could call in and interact. And I'm not, I just joke about that
I
all
hear
the
her
time.
Joke
like,
about that
yeah,
all the
like
time.
Yeah, like even but... when I'm on when I was on the other station for 7 years, or when I'm on after, I was like, nobody's listening. Let's keep a secret. But no, I'm not throwing shade.
Yeah,
you guys have tons of listeners.
The producer was coming to get her.
Don't try to cut me back. I'm good. I love you guys. I'm happy that you guys had me, and I'm not throwing shade that nobody's listening. No, not at all. You certainly have more, and certainly on Facebook Live, you have more people watching on Facebook Live than I ever get during the week. So
because they're coming home from work, they crash their cars.
Oh,
they can't watch.
That's gotcha. Why. Okay. Well, they just got to get the right phone hold.
Right. Well, anyway. Anthony from Chicago wants to tell us to be careful of Kanye. Anthony, welcome to Black and Right.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on Kanye, but here's the thing. I mean, he's kind of nuts, and he's a media hound. Let's be more specific, okay? But he's doing the right thing, and he's doing something that Republicans should be doing. That's reaching out to the black community, but they won't do it because they're cowards. And I mean, I just don't understand the logic of the Republican Party. There's so much in common with the black community, but they just too afraid to reach out to them. There are so many things that can be done. I mean, they can send out flyers basically saying, hey, the Democrats want you to want your boys to shower with girls. The Democrats want, you know, to teach your 5-year-olds about anal sex. I mean, they need to send this stuff out. And if they don't do it, maybe you guys should probably send some stuff out. Maybe get in contact with some political action committees, get some flyers together, and send this out to the black community. Because I'm telling you, if you do that, you'll change everything.
Anthony,
they will totally turn on the Democrats.
Anthony, nothing you said is wrong.
Yeah.
And you're right about even about Kanye, but I'm not saying that he's right. I'm just saying the quick judgment, he can reach people if he happens to be right, and it's been like 8 days. Why don't you just sit there and see what happens? That's all I'm saying about Kanye. People,
whatever.
Like, immediately, he's like, hey, I turned my life over to God. I hate you. I think you're lying. I'm like, dude, calm down. Let that man do what he does.
If he was an atheist that loved killing babies, the left would be like, oh, we love him. He's awesome.
But the second piece, you're right. And Stephanie, go ahead, because Stephanie and I have been talking about doing the same thing you're talking about.
Taking the message to the
people. Because you can't wait for the GOP.
Right, no, because they're just afraid, like you said. But I could picture, Anthony, we were saying, take a message. I just kept picturing us, like, flying over in a helicopter, just dropping leaflets, like saying, did you know that they want boys in the bath? And they're right, because when people say both parties are the same, when you normally corner Democrat, black Democrats, especially with facts, they'll say, oh, both parties are the same. And I was like, no, they are not. One, you could be an unapologetic, loudmouthed, proud Christian conservative, but on the other side, you got to go to an event where they got a football player dressed like a woman. You got to pretend like that's biblical. And you know that's not
right. Hey, Stephanie, you might get a kick out of this too, but yeah, actually you just said it. If you were to actually, you know, tell them, any black Democrat, the stuff that we just talked about, they'll totally change, because they'll, on the surface, they'll say, I hate Republicans. And I say, you know, Democrats want to teach your 5-year-olds about anal sex. What?
Right.
And it's like everything changes when you tell them that. So we need to reach them.
Well, they call
them.
You a liar
Chicago,
first. Because they think that this cannot be true, and they're not aware of it. And I say, no, aren't you paying attention? This is what's going on in California. This is what's going on all over. And they just like, oh, I didn't know that was
Illinois.
I asked that you definitely pay attention and stay focused, because we're working on some stuff, and I think you'll see it. And it's going to be bigger than flyers. We're going to send physical, you know, boots on the ground to the areas that need it. But thanks for your call. I thought you were done. Sorry,
that's
Anthony.
That's okay. All right. We get to go beyond the cheddar curtain.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go? Candace is another Stephanieite, right?
Right.
Candace from Mount Pleasant. Welcome to Black and Right.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Happy Saturday.
Oh, happy Saturday. I agree with the last caller. Trump did ask for their vote, though, you know, and he has been.
And he can't go everywhere because it's a national election.
Right.
But I do agree with him on his points. The finer points where they're not even educating the black community on the basic things that are happening in the schools, like on the school level. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, I used to live on the south side of Chicago. A lot of people, you know, especially if you're a single mom, you're so busy, you're swamped. By the time you get home, you have no time. They need somebody to actually put something in their mailbox or, you know, make it easy for them to learn about this stuff. Because they're not going to learn about it on ABC, NBC, or CBS.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, you know? It's harder than you're talking about. Because I know from firsthand, I read a lot.
How about billboards?
But billboards, now you're getting closer. Because I read a lot, I'm not reading no mail. You mail something to me, I'm throwing it in the trash. So nobody's going to read
good
that.
Good idea, Candace. But they have those billboards all over and just let, did you know that this XYZ, and this is the, both parties are not the same. This is what they're presenting. This is part of their platform. And just giving people the information. And that's how I was saved. We talk about conversion stories. That's how I went from a uninformed Democrat living in Rogers Park who voted for Bill Clinton one time. I'm so sorry, people. And then I just started listening to conservative radio. Once I got that information, I was hungry. And then I realized, wait, I was never a Democrat. I've always been a conservative.
Well, see, that's why, you know, of course, it sounds, you know, boastful, because you're talking about yourself and your own approach. That's why Anthony, you know, Candace, everybody, my approach is not about, you know, you've seen it. When I talk to people, I don't make it about the party, because whether they love or hate Democrat or Republican, it becomes, but then Trump said, and then that one Republican, right. I don't even bring the party in. I'm just like, what do you think about, you know, the focus on illegals hurting the jobs in the black community? Mm-hmm. What do you think about transgender bathrooms? What do you think about more taxes? ask them about the issue, and all these people who love the Democrats change their tune.
They're, like, well,
they're the same people. Like, they're taking too much of my money, but they're voting for the guy who's doing
the same
it. Because you're not slowly breaking down what's happening and how the culture is being affected and how that's going to hurt your livelihood, your family, and everything else. That's the way you have to approach it.
Is that music?
Man.
Is it over?
Somebody's talking too long. We got another segment, though. Don't go home yet.
Oh, we got another
segment. Yeah, we got another segment. So stick with us. We're going to finish up the 2 hours and get back to some more callers. And you're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. We hit the last segment already.
Yeah.
I didn't get through a lot of stuff I had here.
Fun. And really quick, if you want to follow me and want to know when I'm guest hosting on the afternoon drive here on WIND, it's at Reagan Mom on Twitter and The Stephanie Trussell Show on Facebook. And I usually put up an event and let people know when I'm on. It's always fun. And I'm so having so much fun today.
That's awesome. Glad you can make it. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to talk about the Baltimore mayor who said she was crazy to get out of trouble and it didn't work because they indicted her. Did you see that?
Yes. Finally, it's nice to see Democrats going to jail because we need to have a little bit more of that here in
There's
Illinois.
A lot of them are
mayor. We get a lot of indictments and FBI coming out with boxes, but I want to see the finished product. I want to see people because everybody wants Blago to come home. No, I want more people to go to where Blago is. He needs roommates.
That's funny. And then I sent you that article from The Hill, not a conservative publication, saying that, no, you're wrong, Obama fans. The good economy is Trump, not Obama. You had to like that.
They crack me up when they say that, oh, it's all because of Obama and what he had done. Yeah, all his regulation and intrusive policies, especially Obamacare, where you hire that 50th person, all of a sudden you got to hire an attorney now to interpret your health care laws and all that kind of stuff. It's all Trump, people. Don't be confused.
Goshen, Indiana, they had to send out warning to thousands of patients from a hospital who, because they didn't sterilize the tools, and they may have been exposed to things like HIV and hepatitis and things of that nature.
What is this, third world condition?
Right. It reminded me of, you know, in my book when I was talking about guns and you had to put stuff in perspective, I mentioned that a recent John Hopkins study found that medical errors account for 250,000 deaths every year, and nobody talks about that. 250,000 deaths a year from medical error, and what, 800 deaths, 900 deaths from police? And we only focus on one.
And Colin wasn't kneeling over hospital
beds. He said he
was kneeling over.
Knelt over the scalpel.
Hello? That's a really, I say bring your own stuff. This is scary. I'm just like, I got my own scaffold. Thank you. But it's a lot to try to squeeze it in. But
I know.
You're great.
And we got a caller. You want to talk to Eduardo?
Why not? What the heck?
Eduardo from Midway wants to talk about the state's attorney race. Welcome to Black and Right.
Yeah, good afternoon. So what do you guys think about Kim Fox running for re-election? I think that's terrible. I think we should have a conservative candidate running.
There's a couple people
running. I think it's terrible, but I think it's par for the course for Illinois. You didn't think anything different. Do you think she was going to walk away?
And look at all the corrupt people that are endorsing her.
Come on, of course she's going to run.
Yeah.
The question is, why aren't there enough strong Democrats running? Forget about it, because we know the Republicans are struggling.
She's being challenged by somebody, prominent
Democrat saying, I'm challenging.
I'm sure she got the blessing from Michelle Obama.
She was listed all the people who support her.
It's just unfortunate.
Who are corrupt Democrats?
I don't know. So that's why we got to really support whatever Republican wins in the primary, and really we got to give people an option and another choice, because we can talk about this all day long, but if we don't get candidates willing to run in those positions, how are we going to win?
Thanks, Eduardo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just the nerve and the audacity. You could do what you did, and I love her little promo. I didn't handle that Jussie Smollett thing too.
But it's Trump's fault,
you know. But Trump and FOP and everybody and my mailman and the grocery store
In her defense, nobody ever got shot in Chicago until Trump became president. So
that had never happened.
I mean, you got to be honest.
And he brought all this, and you
did.
Know how long when you heard the story back in January that somebody went out at 2 a.m. for a Subway sandwich, not Harold's Chicken Wings, because I might do that for 2 a.m. or 20 below zero. And you knew that story was fake, but you were just waiting for somebody else to say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
It was Charles Butler. Everybody knows him, Black and Serving Chicago. He was the first one on social media. Was like, that's a bunch of baloney.
With a bunch of color. He did it with a bunch of color. He was like, that is.
And I was like, finally. So then I jumped on the bandwagon. And then I just screenshot all the celebrities on Instagram before it was known to be a hoax. They were just, oh, just a shame. came and they were supporting him and just and then
that
the guy
that's it.
It was what we have time.
That's it.
What?
I told
my gosh,
you.
This time flies and you're having fun.
Well, thanks for coming out and joining me, having fun with me. Thank
great.
You all for listening. We'll be back next week. Actually, it's Thanksgiving weekend, so you'll have John next Saturday.
And my phone's about to die because there's no plugs on the steered side of the screen. Yeah, so I'm happy. No, thank you again. Enjoy Gobble Gobble on Monday.
Have a great Thanksgiving. You listen to Black and Right AM 560, The Answer.